Item three, please.
A resolution by Supervisors Taylor and Borkowski requesting that the state legislature amend state statutes to grant Milwaukee County the authority, as is afforded to other Wisconsin counties, to reduce the number of county supervisors between the decennial redistricting plan process.
Thank you.
Chairman?
Yes, Supervisor Cohen?
Before we get started on this, I would just ask to be added as a co-sponsor of this resolution.
No objection?
Okay, no objection.
So ordered. Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. You know, I'm going to defer to my colleague, Supervisor Taylor, who is actually the lead author of this resolution. I'd allow him to speak first, and then I will maybe add whatever else is necessary.
Very good. Thank you, Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, it's not that long ago I was actually in the middle of a campaign for this position, and in doing so I was campaigning for a downsized board, so it's no surprise that we're sitting here today. However, for us to be able to reduce our size, we have to get permission from the state, and that's simply what this resolution does. I know Supervisor Borkowski and I had have our own plan, and I know our Milwaukee has said it as one of their five checklists or bullet points that a reduced board is something they're looking at also. So I think somewhere along the line we'll come to an agreement as we move forward, but this is the first step, because without getting authorization from the state, we can't do anything, even if we wanted to. So that's why we're here. I know this has been discussed for years, and we have, you know, obviously legislation proceeding in Madison. This is separate from what's going on in Madison. It's allowing us to do some things locally here. So that's why this resolution is before this committee. I move approval.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. As Supervisor Taylor said, this is asking the state for this kind of permission. That's very unique in the sense that it's not done during the census time. But let me even just back up further, and that is that I think to a person, as far as members of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, I think that we all recognize that some form of reform needs to take place. The next cycle, which starts in 2016, our chairwoman, Marina Dmitrievich, has been going out and started with the R program, hearing from our local people as far as what's going on, where their ideas are coming from. What Supervisor Taylor and myself want to do is just provide another option. Again, we're not going to get into specific numbers right now. I've had people that have, you know, said they've already disagreed with it, and I basically said, you know, we're just putting another option on the table here, and so we will have those discussions when it is time. But for us to not have this option, I think, really handcuffs us. And I know that there are some people that are really married to the whole part-time thing, and maybe that's what ends up. But for us to not have this option, I think, handcuffs us. So I would hope that the committee looks upon this favorably.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Supervisor Broderick?
I am going to vote in favor of this, but in doing so, I'm doing it for primarily the reason of supporting the notion of flexibility for us in the future. I would want my vote to be construed as totally supporting the concept of downsizing without having the particulars before us. So I just wanted to make that clarification.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My feelings are very similar. I think that the key to this resolution is found in lines 32 through 35, which recognizes that state law currently allows any Wisconsin county except for Milwaukee or Menominee to reduce the number of supervisors on their own. And this is really a matter of local control and whether or not the state will allow us to decide how many representatives the people of Milwaukee County have. So again, I will vote in favor of this today. My vote is not in favor of any specific plan on how to go about that downsizing, but rather simply in support of the fact that we should be allowed local control and to make those decisions when they come before us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll also be supporting this, and I'm glad that the sponsors recognized, actually it's written in legislation, the Our Milwaukee County initiative. And, you know, there's room for many ideas. Not one idea is perfect. Some in this debate think that, you know, their ideas are the only ones and the right ones. But I'll tell you something. Something's happening in Milwaukee County right now. Hundreds of people have come out over the last two nights, 100 on the south side in Wilson Park, and last night over 60 in Wauwatosa, talking about what their ideas are. And in each of those meetings, more than 75% of the speakers wanted us to make these decisions locally. So I thank the sponsors here for asking the state for a local tool to make local changes, because I really think that the people here want to have a voice in what their government looks like. And so I'm happy to support. This is, again, another idea, and this discussion is really gaining momentum here locally. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For those that don't have a copy of the resolution, that may be listening to this on the internet or viewing it live, this resolution does not state any specific number. I mean, we all know that they're reading this, but there's no specific number. We've heard, you know, over the years, or five or nine, and even the author of the legislation in Madison pushed strongly for 15 not that long ago. So this doesn't have any specific number. Just it is asking for the permission or the authorization from the state so we can do it ourselves. What we ultimately decide is going to be this body's decision, and by going into our different districts and listening to our constituents, you know, and seeing what happens at the state, we'll be able to basically put something together ourselves and hash it out on the board floor. But this is just to start the process. If the state says no, we can't do anything. It's as simple as that. So thank you.
Okay. Any public comments?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just wondered if the county executive's representative had any input into this resolution.
Okay. We'll see.
Chairman, supervisors, the county executive is pleased that the board has taken an interest in looking at its own function and structure. However, he is not in support of this resolution, as I believe he stated before. He has already endorsed a plan for reforming the Milwaukee County Board and feels this resolution will only delay real reform. The county executive's only interest is creating county government that is run sustainably and efficiently. He believes the plan proposed by Representative Sanfilippo will help the county get there. However, the county executive would be in support of this move in addition to the reforms in the bill supported by Representative Sanfilippo, as long as minority representation is not diminished.
What bill by Sanfilippo? I mean, he supports any version that Sanfilippo puts forward? Or, I mean, we've seen some drafts, but nothing's been introduced. So I guess I'm wondering, are they working together and he's confident that whatever Sanfilippo puts forward, he'll support? Or
I believe the one that was most recently introduced.
So in terms of his position on redistricting, I mean, the county executive didn't veto the redistricting for 2012, and he does not support any subsequent redistricting. Is that how I would understand the current position? So he would like it to remain at 18 districts?
Do you mean redistricting or downsizing? Sorry.
Well, a redistricting would be required in order to downsize. We have 18 districts. That's the plan that was approved for 2012 and would serve for the next decade unless authority is granted to redistrict again. That's a plan that the county executive did not veto, and if he doesn't support legislation giving us the authority to redistrict again, then he doesn't support any downsizing.
He does not support downsizing as the only kind of reform. Again, if it's in conjunction with more comprehensive reforms, he would be in support of it.
Thank you. Supervisor Cullen.
Yes. So I guess I'm a little confused because as far as I know, I don't think Representative Sanfilippo has introduced a bill. Mm-hmm. Do you know that he's introduced a bill?
I'm not sure exactly where it is in the cycle. I believe we've all seen Was it the Legislative Fiscal Bureau that did an analysis on it?
I haven't seen his bill, and I wondered how County Executive Abley could support a bill that hasn't been introduced. Has he worked with Representative Sanfilippo on the contents of the bill?
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure about that. None of us in the staff, in his county staff, are working on that. So I'm not sure.
Who is working on it? Are there other people working for the county executive? You say not the county staff. Does he have other staff that's working on this?
I'm not sure.
And he doesn't support reducing the size unless it's part of an overall comprehensive package? Is that sort of the position you're taking?
Mr. Chair, yes.
And I guess I would agree with that, too. I think that we need to look at reducing the size as part of, as Chairman Dmitrievich mentioned, some of the R. Milwaukee provisions and going out to the public and asking them what they want. I would prefer that method rather than drafting something behind closed doors with people who don't live in the county, don't care about the county, and I would prefer to ask my constituents what they want. And my constituents, at least when I've talked to them, would support a smaller board. Again, when I discussed it with them generally during the campaign, that nobody had a magic number, 15, 13, 9, 3, you could hear it all over the board. So that's why I think we need to go to the public and discuss these things, and I would hope that if we are able to get this going, that that we can get the help of the county executive in getting a bill like this passed so that we have that tool in our toolbox as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Broder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It would be my hope as we entertain the ensuing debate that will surely be forthcoming that we would consider all possible forms of reform of county government and to include the possibility of transitioning to a county administrator form of government, which in fact is the form in, I think, probably the majority of Wisconsin counties right now. So I hope that we are able to broaden this debate, not just to focus on the county board and numbers of that sort, but look at the entirety of the county government and apply the notion of reform fairly across the board.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Yeah, I just dug up the file you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, on the redistricting, and we received it on August 3rd, 2011 from the Honorable County Executive. This was when we did our own local redistricting, and I just want to read. County Executive said, I am pleased that since its initial plan, the board did hold additional public hearings and created a second predominantly Hispanic district, which I have the honor of representing. But the board should have gone much further in responding to taxpayer concerns by further reducing the number of districts. So I think you can see how sometimes it's a mixed message. But I'm happy to support this and have a tool. Like I said, we're looking for tools and local input. So I just wanted to bring that up because you had referenced it, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I didn't remember the full message. I knew that he didn't veto it. Thank you. Supervisor Taylor, did you move approval?
I did move approval. Okay. Mr. Chair, I got a question for Abley's staff here. So has this position changed from what the chairwoman just read in about the board didn't go far enough? Has his position changed if you're reading something that says he doesn't support downsizing?
Mr. Chair, like I said, he would support downsizing if it's in addition to a more comprehensive reform.
So knowing that this is going to go before the board next week if it passes this committee, from reading that letter, it doesn't say whether he would veto it or not. Can you tell us what he's going to do if this passes? Because we have to have these tools available. And it sounds like in the past he supported a smaller board than what we have currently. So is he made any comments of whether or not he'd veto this? Because normally when he does, it takes a month later. And it's the day before the meeting. So we're talking about 5 weeks from now. We'll find out. So is he going to go on record stating, what he's going to do?
Mr. Chair, I'll have to speak to him about that question specifically. My guess is if this is a standalone downsizing item, he would not be in favor of it.
Okay. We are joined by Supervisor West.
Yes,
Supervisor
thank
West.
You. Thank you. I'm falling apart this morning. I just want to say that I am going to support this measure. I've talked to my colleagues. I'm comfortable with the fact that what this does is just allows us the opportunity if we decide to take that course. However, when it comes to voting to actually downsize the board, I will not be supportive of that. I've contended all along, I will continue to contend that downsizing the board any more than we already have will dilute the people of color who represent communities of color across the county, and I'm very concerned about that. In addition to that, the downsizing of the board at this particular moment concerns me because, in my opinion, we are under siege by a corporate takeover. And if you downsize the board and you have the type of power and money that is currently trying to downsize the board, you then put yourself in a situation where someone could buy an election. You have enough smaller districts where people could disseminate their money, even doing that legally, and put the people that they want to see into office. And I think it's very scary, and it's a position that I wish we weren't being put in. I understand that some districts they believe that this is the way to go. I did doors in the last election. I didn't have anyone say to me, I think you should be smaller. In fact, I had a couple people ask why we went down, which I didn't know because I wasn't here when that happened. And so, I'm happy to hear that people are coming out to these listening sessions, that they're getting more information. The other thing is the number. And so I sat on the redistricting committee, and I believe Mr. Boltman told us at that time that the smallest this county board could go according to the way the state statute's set up right now is 11, yet you constantly hear 5 or 7 or 9. And so I want people to be realistic, too, even with our ability to go back and to redistrict, where it is exactly we can end up according to the state statute. And so I want people to be realistic, and I don't want people to be disappointed in the end and say, oh, well, I thought we were going to go down to, 5 people, because legally we can't even get there from here. And so because it's based on population of your county. And yeah, there are counties where they have larger, numbers of, or smaller numbers of people and larger number of board members. So clearly, we're within the parameters to be where we are. And so I just wanted to state that for the record. Again, I will be supporting this today because I do feel like as this conversation moves forward, we need to have all the tools in our toolbox in order to be able to enact reform. But I also wholeheartedly agree with the comments of Supervisor Broderick. I don't believe this should be just about the county board. I don't believe this should be just about the county executive. I believe this should be about county government, period. And so thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank Supervisor Roma West for her comments regarding what the public does and does not know about redistricting and what is allowed and what isn't allowed. I don't think that the average Milwaukee County resident realizes what goes into a redistricting and that there are laws that say what you can do and what you can't do, especially related to ensuring that we have minority representation, which I'm pretty sure we all agree is very important. But I think that over the past few minutes, as we've talked about this topic together, it's been a little bit lost in the conversation that this resolution before us is not on its own a downsizing plan. Right. This is not something that is even necessarily in competition with any state-level plans to reform the board or change the way that this board functions. It is entirely possible that both plans of downsizing and or changing the compensation or other statuses of and powers of this board could simultaneously happen, one at this level and one at the state level. I agree with my colleagues that this would be putting another tool in the toolbox for reform, but these don't have to be viewed as competing plans or competing views. This is simply saying, please give us the power to participate in whatever changes are going to happen, which Representative Sanfilippo has been very open with the public and the media that he supports allowing us the opportunity to make some of those changes. I think that's part of the reason that when his initial talk of plans and press conferences and drafts came out back in January, that they didn't move forward right away, because a lot of us reached out to him and said, well, can we work together? Can we move towards some form of local change? So, you know, while we've heard from the county executive's representative and we've heard comments that, you know, he'll support a downsizing of the board or a potential redistricting if it's in cooperation with something else, that's almost a moot point right now, because all we're asking for is the tools, and it's not a competing plan, and we have to keep that at the forefront of our minds as we take this vote and talk to the public going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? If not, we have a motion for approval by Supervisor Taylor.
Alexander?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.